Unless you're a radio geek like me, you may not remember this.
Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body. Now it's large, and large as a bear. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it.
War of the Worlds. Orson Welles.
Nobody alive right now remembers that, really.
Come on. Well, that's what I said. You got to be a radio geek. It's in on Raven. Why would I play a radio clip from 1938? So, War of the Worlds, if you're not familiar, was basically, it was like theater on radio. But people believed that it was real when this happened. So people thought that New York and New Jersey were being invaded by Mars.
Well, it was presented in a docu-style as it was a news report. And people were not familiar with that trick yet in entertainment. I don't think really had anybody done it before to that scale.
Right. And they used like such accurate places where the aliens were invading
Jersey.
Right. That
real
people went into hysteria. Were like running out and people were hospitalized because they were freaking out. Anyway, why do I even bother bringing this up?
I have no idea.
Because my house was built in 1938, which is the same year that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, and Raven, I've mentioned this to you before.
Many antique radios. It's Anna's thing. She collects them.
I also have been looking for newspapers because this was all over every front page of every newspaper.
Okay.
I've been looking for it like crazy for years, right?
Okay.
eBay has one right now. Here's the thing. It's $340, and it's the San Francisco Chronicle. I wanted a New York paper, you know?
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Your husband will kill you. Don't do it.
He knows I really want one of these.
Sometimes with auctions, we get caught up in things, all right? You know, I did this one time. I was at a charity auction, I remember, and, of course, they liquidate you. They get you a little bit lubed up during the cocktail hour when the silent auction is going on, and then you go in for the live auction.
Yep.
And I got caught up in the live auction there, and I won a Maine lakefront cabin that was, like, 10 seconds from Canada. Yeah, it sounds great. It was an absolutely beautiful place. It was like a palace. It was like a chalet. So for, like, 10 people. Here's the thing. I didn't even have a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
I went up there. The water was like 50 degrees and it was facing a nudist colony. So sometimes these things backfire.
I was about to say, I thought you
got to be careful.
Like jackpot at that point.
No, because it's not like what you think. It's not going to be Cancun on a topless beach.
Yeah.
No, it's more like Santa, and he's always jolly and red in all the wrong places.
It's terrible. I bought a couple things at auction that I love. So I went to a New Year's Day auction many years ago before I even had my kids where I still thought spending money was okay.
Yeah.
And I had bought two sisters had been busted by the FBI for all kinds of fraud and their Chanel bags had been seized.
Right.
So I bought two of their Chanel bags.
Oh, you told me about the bags.
Yeah.
And
I
you did well.
Two Chanel bags. Yeah, I did well. I love those bags. And then I also, one time went on eBay when Tori Spelling lost all her money.
Right.
Tori Spelling from 90210.
Right.
And I bought a bunch of her clothes and they were cheap. I got like really expensive.
You feel like that
things.
Was a win or that was a loss?
I felt bad for her and her loss, I guess, was my gain. But 1-800-330-9999. When it comes to auctions, what's that unique thing that you got? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What did you buy at auction? It could be online auction or auction in person when we were allowed to leave our houses. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because I've been looking for a 1938 front page newspaper of War of the Worlds from Orson Welles about the reporting. I'm a radio geek. What do you want? That's what I do.
Dork.
Right? But there's one for sale right now on eBay.
Yeah.
But I'm always hesitant to buy an eBay.
Tell them what it is. Tell them how much it costs.
$340.
$340. And it's not even the one you want. You want one from the East Coast. You don't want one from the West Coast.
Yeah,
it's a San Francisco paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just because
you should just buy like a print of it, a lithograph.
No, I don't want a fake one. I want a real one framed in my house that
was the same
year.
First world problems on this one.
Well, it's been a long time I've been looking for it, you know? I collect these kind of things. But I think a lot of people buy strange things at auctions.
Yeah,
don't you think?
I bought a cabin I had absolutely no use for. I did it.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Right.
Never again.
Right.
Never again.
Yeah.
It's made me hesitant from then on.
I bought Tori Spelling's clothes when she lost all her money. She had to sell things online.
Yeah.
I have like a really cool Tori Burch jacket from her.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Do you wear these things?
Well, the truth is I was a lot thinner when I got it. you know, she's real skinny.
So really not a great purchase then.
Well, you know, I can.
You helped put Tori's kids through school.
I guess.
And that's good.
All right. So we asked you, what did you buy at auction? And on our Facebook page, you can always search Anna and Raven. Daniela wrote, it's not quite strange, but I buy all my cars at auction. I've never done that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I bought a car at auction.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah, it was exciting. I didn't get the first two that I looked at, but I got an incredible deal on the one that I did end up buying.
Really?
Yeah, it was exciting.
Huh. Marianne Roche wrote a typewriter table. That's cool.
All right.
I bought a typewriter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at auction. It was at a flea market. Not the same.
No.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at auction?
Okay, well, I bought a $600 case of wine, and I don't know anything about wine. It was for this cancer thing. It was a children's cancer organization.
Okay.
And everybody was bidding, and it was so exciting, and I got caught up in the moment, and I just did it, and my husband was livid. Like, he's going to kill me because this is ridiculous.
That was an easy hole to fall into, though, in your defense. I mean, it's booze, so you can feel good about that. It's for kids. It's charity. You're stuck at home. You're thinking of it as, like, this is storage supplies, but then you end up drinking the case in, like, a week.
$600, though, when you don't know anything about wine.
Well, that's what happens. They loosen you up a little bit.
Do you know if it's, like, a good wine?
I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't know
you'll
what I
out.
Bought.
Right.
When you open it, you'll find out.
Well, enjoy it. Every night, like, you pour yourself a glass, and you're, like, just thinking about all the children that you're helping. Good for you.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at an auction?
I bought an old milk jug. I collect them, so it costs $325.
$325 for a milk jug?
Wait, what?
Wait, what's a milk jug? Like the small ones?
This one was from the 1800s, and it was wooden, and it's more like a bucket than a jug. But it was for when the pioneers were collecting milk from cows, right from the cow, and then they would bring it into the house and stuff. So I just thought it was really cool. I collect them, so it was one that I wanted to have.
But do you collect them, or is just you? This is your first one, your first milk jug?
No, I have other ones. I have like glass ones and glass bottles that used to be delivered to houses and things like that.
Oh, well, I guess if you collect them.
Yeah, that's not hard to explain to anybody the first time you're meeting them. Here are my jugs of milk from centuries ago. Okay.
It's on my shelf. It's with the other ones.
I just imagine it to be 7,000 pounds. It's quite a shelf.
Nah.
Quite a shelf. Came over on the Mayflower.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's
Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you protest hair salons and barbershops not being able to reopen, and then you protest by giving somebody a haircut on the steps, that's all I need to know about you.
I saw that haircut, too, and by the way. Wasn't great, all right? Let's get it right and tight. If you're showing up
for
the protest and you're bringing the clippers and you know you're going to be cutting somebody's hair, let's do a nice job for that gentleman.
If you're not familiar with this story, it's been national-wide trending because Governor Lamont in Connecticut had originally said that barbershops and hair salons could open yesterday.
Right.
2 days
before. A lot
before,
of people were ready to go.
Yeah, he changed his mind and he said, all right, I heard the protests. You're not ready to open. You can open up on June 1st. But the problem is that everybody is so split that now all the other protesters have come out to say, no, you said we could open. Let us open. But now there's more protesters. And FYI, protesting is my pet peeve.
Yes, Anna's very worked up about it. She doesn't like protesting in general.
I don't.
I know that there are plenty of salon owners that were ready to go.
Sure.
And there are some that weren't. And so, you know, it seems like a blanket rule is kind of tricky on this one because, you know, at this point, you told people to get ready. They got ready, and then you put them in jeopardy financially because they spent money to get ready,
right.
You know? And then you didn't let them go to work.
But if you show up to the protest, and I understand both sides, 100%, I get it. But if you show up to the protest and you decide to start giving people haircuts, right? It's the same thing like in Florida. Aren't you just proving that you can do your job outside and there's really no reason to have to reopen? And if you're that person who volunteers to get a haircut while you're in a protest, that's also all I need to know about you. Because I feel like these people are angry, and you're going to let them come at your head with shears.
I got to be honest. I think that most people, if they could get a haircut outside right now, they would. That's interesting. I didn't think about that. Patio seating is not something you typically see outside of a salon. But I'm guessing that they would have liked that from their zoning commission at this point.
To do haircuts outside.
Why not?
I mean, I guess.
Why not? Yeah. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
If you've decided to hell with it, that you're throwing a large barbecue this weekend and you don't care, that's all I need to know about you. I saw it yesterday, like, on Facebook, man. Some people are just, they're done.
I don't want to say everybody. That's
like,
not
it's going to be 80.
It's a lot of people.
And I know a lot of people, like, I just seen some people, they were just invited. It was like an open invitation.
It's a tough time. I was talking to my girlfriends about this last night. It's like, you have to make decisions for yourself. You have to put in your own precautions. You have to do your own thing because nobody knows what's right and what's wrong. And you can listen to all the advisements, but they're all different. And it's a hard time for people to figure out what to do.
Putting rules in place for your family and your health is one thing, but inviting 60 people over is something else.
Well, of course, but you don't got to go. You don't got to go if you don't want to go.
That's true.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
You know, we've been talking about it this morning, and we've talked about it plenty of times before, right? That everybody is just over lockdown, over quarantine, over those things.
Quarantine fatigue. It's a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Ann Raven. So right now, what's happening, I think part of the biggest problem is that we don't know, right? It's the uncertainty. Is when will it be over? When will the times come? And when you were looking at it at the beginning of 2 months, and it just would extend it and extend it, it would become a bigger problem. There's a new study, Anna, that says that what they're calling it is a rolling lockdown, that says that we would be better suited if we would do a lockdown and then ease up and then do a lockdown again and then ease up for a period of time.
50 days, you're on strict lockdown,
right?
Followed by 30 days where you're free, and then you go back to 50 days. And if we do this for 18 months, they think that that'll be the way to go. This is one of the suggested things.
And the question really becomes is, do you think that you would be better suited for it if you knew? Like, if there was a definitive time that, okay, after this date or starting on this date, it's back to being locked down, quarantine, that type of style, and then we'll be free again this day.
That's a tough call, right? Because I've been thinking about this since it broke in the news last night, and I was thinking, I think I like this idea.
Right.
Because here's the thing, is we need the time before the vaccine is made. And nobody wants to be on lockdown
anymore. That's the big question, right? Is that how long will that take, right? Everybody's hoping for a month or something like that. But most scientists say that that's just not even close to realistic.
And according to this research, if we do nothing, if we open all the doors up and we say, just go be free, then 7 million people across the world will die.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, big, big numbers could happen.
But if we do this, then it gives us a little bit of freedom, but we're still able to, we won't overwhelm the capacity
we'll be bumping
of the hospitals.
It, bumping it. So the system will have a little bump, right? There could be an influx of people that are sick again. It's like herd mentality, but then they pull back and let the healthcare system catch up for a minute after that.
I was pretty excited about this when I heard it because I go, you know, they keep talking about the fall. The fall, there's going to be the resurgence.
Right.
I'm like, well, if I can have a really fun summer.
Right.
If I could go on vacation.
You could get all your PPP in order. You could get all your different, you know, stuff in order, your supplies, everything like that. And then you can lock down.
Then, like, I was like, it's not so bad. Like, I think that, like, once October comes, if I knew, like, October 15th, I'm going to have to lock down till Christmas.
Right.
At least I know, like, go out and live my life now and then prepare for that. And then, to me, I like when there's set dates.
The only thing that scares me is like it's a 50-day hurricane party, man. You know, like when something's coming and everybody knows it and everybody has time to prepare and get their beer in order and all those things and say, you know what? I'm going to be on lockdown at that point. I don't have to shave anymore, shower anymore. I can just go crazy. If you had that plan on the calendar for everybody everywhere, it'd be like lawlessness. It'd be like the purge.
Raven, you mean exactly what we're doing right now?
Yes.
What do you think happened?
But I'm saying is people would have time to plan to get their things in order to be. And for some people, that would be very like, I'm going to be responsible and practical. And for other people, that would be like, I'm going to be insane during lockdown.
What do you think about this? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven. We have the whole article up there. Would you be down for 50 days on and then 30 days off lockdown for the next 18 months? Or you say, forget it. Like, let's just throw this out the window. How do you keep the spark with your kids running around? It's Anna and Raven. Courtney Davis is a stand-up comedian and now, I guess, singer. Check this out.
I'm a mom now. I'm a mom now. Life was a fantasy. Roll out of bed and hail a cab to the Soho House rooftop. Be here all day, so start my tab. I could wake up hungover and no one's calling my name. But I wanted a baby. Be a stay-at-home mom. I'm a mom now.
Courtney, I feel like this must be some of your greatest work, I think, is this song.
Thank you. I think it is. You know, it's at least it's very truthful. It is like you become a mom and everything just goes out the window, including the spark in your marriage.
Right.
But I'm trying to keep it hot. Okay. I'm a rapper now. I got to keep it hot.
Oh, good. First, we just called you a stand-up comedian, but now you've also added rapper to your resume. I like it.
Don't box her in, Anna. Don't box me in.
But she also is a self-proclaimed dating expert and marriage counselor. And what we've realized is during the pandemic, if you have young kids, it adds a whole nother level of difficulty to the relationship.
It's impossible. When you are taking care of a child and you're running around and you're exhausted and you're in sweat and you barely take a shower, it's very hard to find that little spark inside of you, but you can do it. There's a few things I came up with. When you're busy, mm-hmm. when you're with your kids and you need to like entertain them, just go in their dress-up closet and start dressing up in their clothes. Say they have a policeman outfit or a pilot outfit. Okay, right. You're going to put on the hat, take a sexy selfie of yourself, and you're going to send it to your partner who is working in the room next door and just give him the idea that you could be somebody else, because I think that's what the fantasy is.
Now, Courtney, if I put on my toddler's size 2T22, right, and it barely covers one thigh, right?
Okay.
Is he
gonna think it's hot?
He's gonna think it's hot, because I wasn't sure, because I thought he'd be like, "Oh, she's lost her mind." Yeah.
Here's what I realize about men: weird fantasies, weird outfits, being somebody different. They'll probably just be turned on by it.
Did you see this Cinderella dress that I barely have covering one shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna rip that! It costs $40 on DisneyStore.com. Take it off.
The next one is you need to start getting creative in places in your house where you and your partner can have some fun alone time. Say you're always in the bedroom. It's time for you to go in the closet, in your broom closet. Pretend you're in grade school or the laundry room.
Insert spin cycle joke here.
Yeah, usually I avoid the washer and dryer at all possible costs in doing laundry, but I can
right.
see that.
Another thing, are you on TikTok yet?
Yes. I spent a lot of time on TikTok because of my daughter.
Learn one of those dances, and then you and your partner can do it for each other later while you're wearing your Paw Patrol hat.
Do you throw it back, Courtney?
Hey, what are you talking about? Of course she throws it back. We all throw it back, Anna.
That seems to be a thing. So I think if you throw it back.
Wow, that sounds very hot.
I tried to make my husband be interested and I tried to throw it back, but I think he thought that I had just broken a leg.
Strained something.
He was like, are you okay?
Right,
if you want to check out Courtney Davis for yourself, because now that she's a rapper, she's got rap music out and also all her stand-up comedy. You can follow her on Instagram at @TheCourtneyDavis. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you guys so much.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not your parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
If you ever need life advice, you can always email my daughter, Hayden. She's 11, hayden@annaandraven.com. When I got this one, it made me smile because it was literally like one sentence long, the email.
Sure.
But it's something that kids are going through, but I think adults are going through it too. They're having a hard time with this. Hayden, this email is funny and it's very short, okay?
All right.
Hayden, I'm 6 years old and I don't know how I feel about wearing a mask. What should I do?
Well, I got four words for you. Snacks in yo mask.
Snacks in your masks. How does that happen?
It's yo mask.
Okay, yo mask. How does that happen?
You take the piece that's over your nose, you hold it open, and then you pour some M&Ms in there.
And then what do? You eat the M&Ms while you're walking with your mask on?
Yeah.
All right. Any other snacks in your mask?
No more snacks in your mask, but I was thinking that you could also decorate your mask, like paint the outside of it.
That's a good idea. I think there's been a lot of people that have been making creative masks or ordering creative masks. Ours are kind of boring, though.
Yeah.
If you were going to make a creative mask for yourself, what would it be?
I would paint it black, and then I would make paint a rainbow on it over the black.
Cool. Any other tips?
Maybe you could take your mask and, like, make your mask your best friend now.
So you're going to talk to your mask?
Yes. And sleep with it.
Weird.
Not at all.
She's sleeping with her mask on.
I feel like that mask is going to smell.
You sleeping it?
A couple days after
it. Smells like dragon breath
snacks,
in the morning.
Cheetos.
Snacks, right. Then I started thinking about, like, can you pour M&Ms into your mask? Let me put mine on right now. Hold
right.
On. Let me put mine on.
I saw somebody the other day.
I can't put it over my headphones.
They were out at a restaurant, and they had put a hole in their mask so that they could drink from their straw. And I'm thinking to myself,
isn't that defeat the purpose?
Right.
If I put on my mask.
You put on your mask backwards, by the way.
So
you just, every germ that you just were blocking yourself from outside in this building, you have now put directly on your mouth.
Perfect. I put this polio string cheese in my mask?
Forgive us. There's some confusion here in the building right now as we go back to wearing masks now as people come back. Yeah.
There's my snack in my mask. I have a polio string cheese sticking out of my mask.
Perfect.
Snack in your mask.
This has certainly been helpful.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden@annaandraven.com. That's HAYDEN@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you judge who's right. Reese and Luke. Reese, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband wants to light off fireworks for Memorial Day, which is just, like, really dumb, and he says it'll spark joy.
And it'll let Russia know we're still here.
I don't find it funny.
Luke, it's going to spark joy. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I thought it was a funny joke. Just thought it'd be good to do for the neighborhood.
And I don't think you're going to be alone. I mean, I think other people would probably be out there.
Yeah, but it's illegal. 100% illegal.
Oh, yeah, teacher.
You know, there's been so many birds in the yard, and our dog just hates fireworks. Our neighbors won't be thrilled either. They don't even like us as it is, and they're going to like us even less now.
Well, you think that the birds are going to fly away if there's fireworks? That's the concern?
In the middle of the night? I doubt it.
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of bird feeders in the backyard, and he lights them off, and the birds are going to be upset about it.
I see. And the dog, too.
You know who won't be upset about it? America.
Luke, if your wife is so opposed to this, why are you so gung-ho about it? And where are you getting the fireworks from?
Well, me and my brother were going to drive to Pennsylvania this week. We know a guy, but I can't give that away on the radio. That would be crazy of me, right?
Right.
Right. Protect the guy, man. Come on. We all got a guy. Protect him.
Yeah, I think we've all been stuck in the house. We need a moment to celebrate. We need to enjoy this for what it is. This is a day to celebrate the country. This is a day to remember, and we got to just do that.
I don't know if lighting off explosives in your backyard was really the way to honor veterans, but what we can do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Luke. Why not? You want to do it? Go for it. But they may see Reese's side, too. It's you're going to lose the birds. The birds are going to be so sad, and they're not going to come back, and there's been so many birds, and the dog is not going to be happy, and who knows what the neighbors will think. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yes, I will listen.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Well, even though it's illegal, Luke says he wants to get fireworks for this weekend, Memorial Day. He says it's going to spark joy in the neighborhood. His wife, Reese, certainly doesn't agree. He says it's going to scare the animals. They've had all these beautiful birds at him coming around. They're going to stop coming, and the neighbors already can't stand them. You think this is going to change things?
You know what? If you can't change everybody's mind, at least you can give them a little pick-me-up for the afternoon. That's what I say.
Okay, let's go look at a text line.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I am with the wife. Fireworks just stress out our pets. And the neighborhood have people with special needs also is disturbing for them. All right. Another text says, party on. Nothing beats a neighborhood firework party. Make it fun. Have a neighborhood picnic. Go to New Hampshire and get your fireworks. It's cheaper and the alcohol for your party is cheap.
I mean, what? Listen, don't post the directions, sir. All right. Ruin it for the rest of everybody else. Come on.
The birds will be fine. It's signed Becky. We want to hear from you.
1-800. Becky, simple yes. You're on Luke's side. We do.
She's like, tell the whole neighborhood to come over.
This is where you go. Get off this exit. Use this coupon printed from here.
Forget social distancing. That's fine. No. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Your call is coming up next with Anna and Raven. A lot of people being divided this morning, even on our text line. 1-800-330-9999. He wants to light off fireworks for Memorial Day. Knows it's illegal. Says he wants to do it anyway. His wife, not on board.
Luke says the neighborhood needs a release. Reese says, no way. Not good for the dogs. Not good for anybody.
Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. We've all been in quarantine for so long. It'd be awesome to just see some fireworks. I don't think the neighbors would mind at all. What else is there to do? The birds will come back. It's going to be at night, and you should just stop worrying about it.
I think you're right. It feels good to do a little bit of hooting and hollering. Some screaming and some cheering sounds good.
We're not allowed to do anything. anything else. But yeah, I just wanted to let my comment about it.
Well, to be clear, we're not allowed to do that either.
Right.
But we should.
It's illegal.
But I'm with you. We can do it.
You notice I'm very quiet. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. As a Marine Corps veteran, I think it's awesome that he wants to celebrate in such a grand style. That being said, if his neighbors hate him that much, they're
going to
call the cops.
Yeah, probably.
100%.
Probably.
100%.
Thunder shirts for the dogs, by the way. Great, great item. It works really, really good.
I put thunder shirts on my dog for the 4th of July, and it doesn't work.
Yeah,
she gets scared.
Your dog needs rehab. That's a little bit different. But my dog is cool with the thunder shirt.
Great. And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the wife's side. Why doesn't he ask the veterans if they like it?
It's true. Brings up a good point.
We actually just got off the phone with a veteran who said she did, though.
That's true. That veteran did. She did say she likes them.
One
right.
Good for one, not always the same answer for everybody else. So.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Luke, our audience agreed with you. I'm sorry, Reese. I am not a fireworks fan myself, but they felt like if it's going to make him happy and he wants to do it, then just go for it.
Yeah, patriotism.
That really sucks. That poor dog.
The dog was a rescue, so yeah, he's got a few issues, but...
So you got to get a thunder shirt. And lots of bacon. That's what I do with mine.
It's temporary, right? Like, this is all for just, like, bringing our community together. We've been through a lot together. The dog could go through a little bit.
You're saving the community. That's what you're doing. You're saving your community by lighting
off
fireworks.
I'm basically a superhero.
Maybe you can get a couple of the neighborhood teams to do, like, a drone flyover.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com. I've never related to a politician more than I did when it came to this.
it's almost like they're a friend of yours.
Oh, man. I get it. It's Anna and Raven. So anytime you have to do public speaking, you get nervous that you're going to mispronounce words.
Sure, you're going to screw something up, especially when, like right now, times, there's a lot of information. That information is taken by people quickly. You got to be accurate.
Right, exactly. So Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, she had to give a speech about the proper way to handle when you go to play tennis.
Right.
Now, here's the thing is that Governor Cuomo, Governor Lamont, Connecticut, and New York have both reintroduced recreational outside tennis. You can play tennis, paddleboard, all that. Okay, so how do you do it safely? Now,
right,
she's got to get up here.
There's balls, and you're playing with balls in a game,
Every
and everybody's going to be touching them.
It's like I hate when I have to give and talk about things like this because I just am afraid I'm going to say something, and it's exactly what happened to her.
Every player, unless they're from the same household, has to bring their own tennis balls.
Okay.
So that you don't touch other people's tennis balls.
Say tennis. Fine. Keep saying tennis.
With your hands. You can kick their balls,
but you
can't touch them.
Oh.
I'm going to blush. Sorry.
I mean, what about that one reporter who can't hold it together in the front row? Isn't that like, what? I mean, you're 30-something years old. You're a grown person, a professional. Hold it together.
I'd be snickering.
You know this is a tennis ball press conference.
Like, me and you would not be sitting there like this.
Yeah, but nobody relies on us for serious news.
She said, don't touch this ball.
But that's different.
Right, exactly.
Nobody depends on us to be serious reporters or news gatherers.
And I know from doing things like this exactly what's going through her head. She goes, every time you say balls, say tennis balls.
Right.
Tennis balls.
Then
and
you start saying it in the wrong order.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And then she says that. But she knows she's got to keep it together even though she's blushing.
She goes on.
You're playing with someone in your household. You can touch those tennis balls.
Good. Got it.
Balls of tennis.
Tennis.
To avoid confusion between whose balls are whose, you can use a marker, like a Sharpie, to mark out, to put someone's initials on that.
Do that.
I would just say.
So anytime you're
going
to play with
Start marking your balls this morning,
tennis
people.
Balls.
Your tennis balls.
Use a Sharpie on your tennis balls.
Right.
You can kick your
balls
tennis
balls.
Balls
for the game of tennis.
Balls for the game. Yeah, okay.
Right, but just don't handle your partners.
Well done.
Tennis balls.
She handled that like a pro.
She did a great job. I thought you did okay, too.
Tennis balls. You knew I was going to mess that up.
The Anna and Raven. Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Kim.
Hey, Kim, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Kim.
All right, Kim, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can, and then I'm going to bring Raven back in, and I'm going to ask him the same questions. His win streak right now is 14, so we really want to crush that. But here's the problem. He's really good, and if he ties, that win goes to him. You got to beat him, okay?
Okay.
Number 1, Nick Jonas performed Until We Meet Again at the Voice finale. Who is his wife?
Priyanka Chopra.
Number two, Sia adopted two children that have aged out of foster care. According to her hit song, what does she want to swing from?
A chandelier.
Number three, two out of three people can't remember the last time they put on real pants. That's a real stat. What pants what pants that were famous in the 1980s had a high waist, large pleats, and they had their signature white label right along the crotch?
Jordache?
Number four, Nicole Kidman broke her ankle while going for a run with her husband. Who is her husband?
Keith Urban.
And number five, the Sears Tower had a power outage last night due to flooding. What U.S. city is the Sears Willis Tower in?
Seattle?
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Hey, Raven!
Yo!
Kim did okay. She had 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Nick Jonas performed Until We Meet Again at the Voice finale. Who is his wife?
Nick is married to Priyanka Chopra.
That is correct. Number two, Sia adopted two children that have aged out of foster care.
Yeah, what a great move.
Oh, I love it. According to her hit song, what does she want to swing from?
The chandelier.
No, stop. You can't sing.
The chandelier. You can't set me up like that and expect any less.
I did it on purpose. All right, number three. Two out of three people can't remember the last time they put on real pants. That's a legit stat.
I've been wearing pants the whole time. You know this.
Yeah, it's weird. I wore pants the last 2 days.
Wow.
And then today I put back my leggings.
I've been wearing fancy shirts.
Yeah, it's weird. What pants that were famous in the 1980s had a high waist, large pleats, and had their signature white label right along the crotch?
Z Cavaricci.
That
you
is
still
correct.
Got yours?
No, I wish I did.
I know.
Yeah.
I had like 30 buttons on one pair.
Four, Nicole Kidman broke her ankle while going for a run with her husband. Who is her husband?
Keith Urban, of course. They're so in love. They're always in love.
Yeah, you've beat Kim, but let's go for the last one. The Sears Tower had a power outage last night due to flooding. What U.S. city is the Sears Willis Tower in?
In Chicago.
Yes.
Come on.
I don't know if I would have known that one if I didn't research it. Kim, I'm sorry. He beat you 5-3 this morning.
That's okay. This is Kim, and I can't beat Raven.
But we're going to give you an Anna and Raven t-shirt, okay?
Sweet shirt. Better luck next time.
Make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. It'll be the first two answers of tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Ah, 15 in a row, Raven. It's getting up there.
Yeah.
They aren't really journalists, but they can give you some local news. 3 things you need to know today with Anna and Raven.
3 things you need to know. Anna and Raven, here we go. Number one, CDC issued an update, and now they're saying that the virus does not easily spread from touching surfaces.
You know what? I'm going to have to check every board member of the CDC and see who's got stock in Procter & Gamble, who owns a piece of Lysol, because wait a minute, what?
Here's the former CDC acting director.
Well, we found in the laboratory this survives for a certain number of hours on different types of surfaces, and we could find it in the air. But we found in the community that it's really being close to somebody who's sick within 6 feet that's the important thing.
To me, that sounded like he's skirting the question, right?
Doesn't I don't know how we didn't like know this.
Well, we found that, you know, it does live on surfaces sometimes, but it's probably more important from person to person. So you've been wiping down all your cartons of eggs for literally no reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Disinfecting your apples. Right. Wow.
Right. Yep. Okay. Like I said, every day it's something new, right?
Thanks for the update.
They change their mind. They're like, you know what? It's fine. Just take all those Amazon boxes. Just lick them.
Right.
Lick those Amazon boxes. Go for it.
Love them once again.
Yeah. And there, number two, there's an interesting back and forth that's been going on that, you know, I just want to get the popcorn out and eat it.
Okay.
So Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods Casinos in Connecticut have announced that they're going to reopen on June 1st.
Right.
Governor Ned Lamont said this.
We've got to talk again. I think that's incredibly risky.
Right, but here's the thing.
Yeah,
it don't matter.
Nation.
Yeah, you don't matter because Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods are separate entities from the state of Connecticut. They don't got to do anything that Ned Lamont says.
I mean, I know that you've got to be a rewards member at one or both, right?
And I don't
received emails? Like, I already received emails. They're opening up June 1st. It's happening.
But what I think it's
but
a
there
little
are going to be some rules. They're not going to let buses come from out of state. Only
right.
Rhode Island and Connecticut. No New York buses. They're encouraging them not to come.
Which I think is very discriminatory. Like, that's not really fair. And they're also urging people over 65 to stay home. That's like 98% of the population of people that hang out at Mohegan and Foxwoods between 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
You know what that means, though?
What?
I'll finally be able to get back on my Wheel of Fortune game because somebody is not going to be camped there with their motorized cart.
And the third thing you need to know today, get ready for this.
Show starts in 8 minutes. Visit our refreshment center now.
Let's go. Dancing hot dog.
Yep. Drive-ins were given the green light in New York and Connecticut, but there's literally four of them between the two states and probably not anywhere near you. But that's going to change when Yankee Stadium is going to turn into festival grounds in July. Movies, concerts, food delivered to your car. The whole thing is in your car. So they're going to open it up like the parking lot, and they're going to have all these things available. I think that's so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. People will really enjoy it. And I think that after you see this happen, even next year, there'll be different venues. They'll put these back up sometimes in the city. If the need is there, people will come.
Yeah.